Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are with Jerry Shant from the Erie County Water Authority. Jerry, we are just hearing the news about John Mai happening today. When was the Water Authority first informed that he's resigning from his post?
Well, it was just this week. I mean, we're literally talking a day and a half ago that this was coming down, and we talked to him yesterday, and we then obviously got together our notice for today.
What was his reason for wanting to resign?
He's, as you had the press release?
I didn't receive a press release on it. I saw a tip from it.
Yeah, the release is, it's for personal reasons from John, and he doesn't want to go into them, and I'm not going to discuss anything that is personal to him. It's unfortunate. We were looking forward to a good relationship going forward here. But what we will do, and we'll do it right away, is we will immediately commence a national search for a new director. And, you know, as the prior search, we expect to, you know, get some really qualified people to interview. And hopefully with a broad search, we'll get, again, another highly qualified individual.
In the interim, who leads the operation efforts for the Water Authority now that he's out?
Well, our deputy director, Robert Lichtenthal, was our acting director during that interim before this, and I trust that he will do another fine job for us going forward.
Now, you had mentioned that you're going to resume a search for a new executive director. You know, how demanding is this job of the executive director, and do you worry that the resignation by Mai is going to kind of sway people away from wanting to take this job in the future?
You know, I've worked with other large organizations, and you have to reach out, talk to people, and I think they will do their own homework. But I think it's our credibility as individuals from the commissioners when we interview that will be important. And the three commissioners, I thought, were did a very thorough job when we interviewed the last group of candidates and when we reviewed it. And I think we developed a trust level with the potential candidates, and then, of course, then with Mr. Mai. I don't expect that to change. I think we'll have the same kind of positive, credible relationship with new candidates.
So with this new round of interviews that you all will be conducting, essentially, are you doing a whole new set of interviews, or are you basically just going by the same list of candidates that you had on before? Because, I mean, he was only on the job for less than a week.
Now, my desire, although somebody could try to persuade me otherwise, is that we post again, both locally and with the national professional associations that we did before that were in the water utility industry, engineering, and finance, and reach out and get new applicants. I do not intend to simply say, well, we have one list and we're going to stop there, because times, everybody's life moves on. I have no idea if those prior candidates who we were considering would even be available, but we're going to do a new search.
I saw in a previous press release that you all had, Mai became the executive director on February 4th, and I'm seeing a report out there saying that he was only 4 days on the job. Can you confirm exactly how long he was on the job for?
No, he was in for 4 days. He was out on Friday, so that, you know, that is, in fact, an accurate number.
Okay, so in the meantime, then, you're looking at both local and national candidates. How long do you expect this process to last?
We're going to try to be realistic but aggressive. I think it'll probably take us 60 days to do this. So I think it'll take about a two-month window. We've got to get the word out and give people a chance to apply, and then we will try to be pretty aggressive on the screening process so that it doesn't go beyond that. It could, obviously, but we're shooting for a two-month window here to do this.
Jerry, in the past, we've reported on the Erie County Water Authority. There's politics that can be involved in this. Do you think politics was part of the reason why Mai decided to resign?
No, I do not think so at all. I mean, there's no indication of that. He was a very good man. I really, frankly, got along with him very, very well. I was looking forward to working with him. But there's absolutely politics had nothing to do with this. This is personal reasons for Mr. Mai. And I'll respect those.
All right. Jerry, anything else you think people ought to know about his resignation and where you guys go from here?
Well, nothing about his resignation, but we will continue to move forward, and I intend to continue working on infrastructure issues as a priority, modernization as a priority, and restructuring with our reforms. And we have a number of them in the pipeline, so we're going to continue reforms here at the Water Authority.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.